Hi, everyone. It's Karen Chong. Welcome to another episode of Mastering Your World Through Frequencies, where every week we explore how frequencies shape our world and begin to release the patterns that keep us stuck so we can realize our greatest potential.
When we rise in vibration, everything changes. How we integrate and process transformation can become more efficient and smoother. Not to mention that so much more than we thought can shift very quickly with much less intention or effort on our part. In this episode, we're discussing how integration and reorganization can change as your frequency resonance rises, what to watch out for with old stories of how you process, and how to not limit the positive change that happens as your vibration or frequency resonance uplevels. And after the discussion, we get to the most important part. The group frequency calibration associated with this episode is where the frequency work happens and where change actually occurs. So be sure to listen to that. Without releasing distortion patterns targeted by the GFC, the change you want will be more difficult to attain because you haven't addressed the root of the issue. If you know someone who could use help with this, please share this video with them. My name is Karen Chong, and today, in Mastering Your World Frequencies, we're discussing Detox 2.0, Upleveled Integration.
So today we're talking about reorganization of detox, or the reorganization that is created by detox.
Yeah. So I think in our general parlance, the spherical luminosity, we talk about the period where there is integration and reorganization as detox. And it's kind of become this odd story that people can attach to, mm-hmm. and that they have to experience a certain kind of suffering or a certain kind of heaviness or a certain kind of, you know, physical discomfort or whatever, which can happen. But there's something happening in terms of the work, in terms of everything rising in its frequency resonance. And what I'm noticing is something else is happening. It's not just a detox, which is like, you know, you think of it as kind of horrible. You're purging something you don't want. Mm-hmm. There's actually more that can happen in your life other than just this like horrible, like releasing of things that didn't serve you.
Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about the reorganization of this is, we're talking about typically after we've done like some intense frequency work.
Yeah.
We're not just talking like a sporadic, oh, I'm having a moment of, but we're talking specifically for the work that we do.
Yes.
In spherical luminosity.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And it can happen, like you said. So for some people, this reorganization can happen after one group frequency calibration because mm-hmm. it's such a big shift for them,
yeah.
right? Just imagine back to when you first started, or even I first started, and the first time I heard a group frequency calibration and experienced frequency work, my life started to change. And it first felt like it was internal, and then I started seeing things happening in my external world too. And that was a reorganization that happened from one listening, you know? But it can also happen after a retreat, or it can happen after a big online class, or it can happen after anything that's a significant change in your frequency resonance, reorganization can happen.
Right, because I was going to ask you some specific questions related to it.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes, I've noticed, even now, to this day,
yeah.
I can be like a week down the line, and then I suddenly realize, oh, wait, oh, that's what's happening. It's... I don't like to call it detox now, actually.
Yes.
Quite interesting. Shifting
yeah.
is
yeah.
what I'm calling it, you know.
Exactly.
I'm reorganizing something.
Yes.
At so many levels.
Yes.
That even when I look at my outward life.
Yeah.
Just simple as coming home, looking at my wardrobe, I'm like, oh, God. What? Why have I got that? You know, that's how I recognize it.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
that was my question. So how do we recognize that? We've done the work.
Yeah.
Something internally that's doesn't changed. Feel so comfortable.
Yeah.
Or maybe it just is like,
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
I can't find the words for it.
Yeah.
So how do we recognize it? Where's the little clues that, okay, we are reorganizing.
Shifting. Yeah.
yeah.
Reorganizing. So I just want to back up into why the reorganization happens. And then I'm going to totally answer your question.
Yeah.
So the reorganization happens at the physical, emotional, mental level because everything has shifted on the frequency level. So yeah. I think a lot of people make the mistake that what we do in the physical world then shifts how you are in the spirit world. It's actually completely the opposite. What you do in terms of your frequency resonance, the more your frequency resonance rises, then your physical reality mirrors that. It reorganizes around who you are at frequency level. So when you do a big thing, whether it's a retreat or an online event or maybe your first GFC or whatever the heck it is for you, what happens is the shift is so big on frequency level, meaning you jump in your resonance or you jump in your vibration so much, your physical world starts to go like, whoa, what just happened? It can't stay the same because it's a reflection of what's happening on spirit level. So how can you tell that things are changing? So it can be really simple, like you say, like everything in your wardrobe that you used to have, you're like, I don't want any of it. I hate it all. You know, it's like a guy's worst nightmare, you know, when their wives come home. That's what happened to Chris once. I remember I can't remember what happened, but all of a sudden it was like, I don't know what, at like 11 o'clock at night. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like going through my closet. And there's like piles for purging and for like the Goodwill and all this stuff. And he's just like, it's 11 o'clock at night. You're like totally bananas. But, you know, things like this will happen. Or, for example, you'll hate the way your house looks to some degree. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you're like, okay, I had this whole decor scheme and it doesn't reflect who I am anymore. So people will change it, for example, or they'll want to paint a room or they'll want to, I don't know, like this mess that they've had for a long time that they've been ignoring for like years now, all of a sudden needs to get sorted right now, you know? Or what could be is like, it could change also just in terms of how you are with your physical body. It's like, I need to change the way I eat now. I've kind of like been dealing with it for a while and I've kind of been mostly okay and somewhat crappy and it's not tolerable to me anymore. Or like you'll notice things like even if you didn't hate, if you hated exercise before, now all of a sudden you feel like you want to more. Do you see what I'm thinking? Things like this, or you'll crave different activities sometimes. You'll be like, you know, I just feel like I need to go out and walk more outside. Like I just need to feel more connected and more grounded or whatever the thing is for you. Or, you
know, all of the above.
Or all of the above. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like I haven't. So, for example, if you're like my husband, Chris, he's like, I haven't ridden my motorcycle for a ride for a long time. And now it's like, I need to get back on the bike for whatever reason. He doesn't like, you know, it's just been a while since he's been doing this activity that he loved. And then all of a sudden it's like, I've got to get back on there and go explore something new. So that all of these things, which look like new shifts or new, or perhaps even old things with a twist, start to come up and you kind of want to involve yourself in doing those things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, okay. So that's, to me, sounds like the reorganizing.
Yeah.
That sounds like the nice part.
Yes.
Of the whole thing. I mean, let's face it, you know, I do remember the early days and I don't necessarily remember the rise in frequency resonance, but I do remember shaking off the density.
Yes.
And the relief of that.
Yes.
And then this kind of wobble that happened internally with that. And sometimes it was uncomfortable.
Oh, very.
Right?
Can be.
And I still don't recognize when it changed to, okay, it's not uncomfortable anymore. It's just a reorganization.
Yeah.
It's strange.
It's strange, yeah. Well, that's the thing about frequency work. It's so subtle because it happens at the frequency level. So you are changing your identity because part of what reorganizes is who you think you are and how you feel in the world and how you feel about life and how you view things and what's important to you. Now, for some people, that sounds terrifying because they're like, oh my God, I really love the way that my life is and I really love the way my relationships are and the way my house is and all that sort of stuff. So it's change for some people can sound really scary. And what I'll say is that for somebody who used to be a control freak and wanted everything to be a certain way, that that changes too. You know what I mean? Like that identity of needing to control everything and have everything be in place and in order and know exactly what was coming and all that sort of stuff. What's odd, without really recognizing or realizing it's happening, as you rise in your resonance, as you release the distortion, the need for control, the need to have everything like ordered, for example, for me, that's where I was. You almost don't even notice it's happened in a way. It sounds really weird. Like, how could you not notice that that was the way it was? But it kind of like your normal just shifts.
Yeah.
And you kind of start to become a different version of yourself. And not kind of, you do become, without really even realizing it, until someone might even point it out to you, like, hey, do you notice you don't, like for me, it was like spreadsheet anymore. You're not always constantly checking in with Chris to make sure he's okay. You're not, you know, whatever, fill in the blank, you know what I mean? Like spastically always vacuuming all the time or whatever the thing is that, you know, I used to do, like, right? You kind of forget that you even used to do those things.
Yeah, there's something more important. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I was going to ask you about as well. Because there will be people watching it that maybe just started this mm-hmm. journey.
Yeah.
And I think my question is around attachment to the story of detox.
Yes, very much.
Because
so.
I think oftentimes you hear about this detox and it's detox. And so you associate every uncomfortable feeling with, it's detox. Mm-hmm. When actually it might not even be detox. It could just be, you need to stop eating or drinking, let's say. You need to stop drinking alcohol.
Yes.
This is not detox now. This is called a hangover. You know?
Yes, exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But there's like an attachment to detox as well in this work, I noticed.
Yes.
And it's how do we, because part of the moving on is surrendering, I think, mm-hmm. that, okay, something's happening after I've done this big amount of work.
Yeah.
We can call it detox.
Yeah.
Or we can leave it wide open and be open to the fact that it's shifting and reorganizing. All right, there's a few bumpy, uncomfortable bits. But let's not call it detox now.
Yes.
Let's just call it upscaling.
Yeah.
Or
up-leveling.
Up-leveling.
Reorganizing, because that's what's happening.
Yeah.
You literally are pitching out the old stuff that no longer serves you.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like you said, part of that process is to see the patterns that you've done in the past uh-huh. that have limited you, that no longer serve you, uh-huh. that are heavy for you, that I guess it's part of the reorganization process because it's about awareness.
Yeah.
But it's to not hang your hat on that, meaning like to excuse whatever you're experiencing and to not take personal responsibility because it's just quote unquote detox mm-hmm. and you're powerless to do anything about it because it's the reorganization that's happening on the physical level.
Yeah.
Really, it's about awareness of what's happening and being like, oh, wow, I'm seeing that I've been excusing this behavior that's limiting me for a while and I haven't really looked at it because
yes.
I don't want to, but I've been calling it detox instead. But instead be like, okay, well, if we just call this reorganization, when you reorganize things, typically you reorganize things because what the former organization pattern was no longer serves you mm-hmm. or is inefficient in some way or isn't working for you.
Or you see it now
yeah,
for what it is.
And
it isn't serving you to your highest good.
Exactly.
And I was going to come back to that and say, well, if we don't hang on to this whole concept of detox and we focus on the work, mm-hmm. confirming the removal, mm-hmm. the six core
essentials. Mastery momentum.
Exactly. Mastery momentum. If you just keep on focusing on that, mm-hmm. then I think that's what happened for me because mm-hmm. I knew I didn't like the detox.
No, because it can feel really uncomfortable.
And you kind of have to look at your life and go, oh, shit,
yeah.
this is me.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? And so I just threw myself into that, you know, confirming the removal and then the six core essentials, mastering momentum, because it was the only thing that helped me keep this resonance buoyant mm-hmm. and propel myself forward.
Yeah.
And I think that's why now I can view it as, oh, it's just a reorganization.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Because you mean you've provided the tools.
Yes.
And coming back to the point, do you want to stay in detox?
Yeah.
Do you want this to become an identity thing?
Yeah. And for some people, the other thing about the idea of detox that we're moving away from is the speed at which we're changing is very fast. Mm-hmm. So if you hang on to anything, including detox, because some people actually want to experience detox because it confirms to them that something has happened.
Yeah.
I found that happens. Mm-hmm. And I totally understand that. Like, I get it. You're like, okay, I can tell something's happening because I'm in this pattern of discomfort that I've been in before, however it looks to you. But the thing is, if we attach even to that, that's just your mind seeking certainty that something has actually happened rather than feeling and allowing for something else to change in your life mm-hmm. and to be sort of surprised by it and not need to control it and to be in flow with it and to recognize that sometimes for those of us who are very busy, myself included, that sometimes being still is extremely important mm-hmm. because, you know, in our culture, we're very addicted to moving, 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 moving. Mm-hmm. If we're not quote unquote progressing, by moving, then something is wrong. But it's funny because the stillness that can happen, you know, in this period of reorganization is really critical. I've noticed even in myself, for the bounce in your frequency resonance to be more full, which means, okay, so translate that into totally shift your experience of life and how you feel about it. Mm-hmm. It's like you need that, or I shouldn't say you, I need that period sometimes of this stillness because I do move a lot in the world and I do a lot of things. It's a really important period to allow for that reorganization to ripple out through all of you so you can like sort of reap the reward of all of it. And it's funny because a lot of people, I think, with the idea of detox feel like it needs to be very dramatic. And I've noticed that some people can go into victim with regards to it. Like, oh my God, I can't handle it. Someone's got to save me. It like can be disempowering because, you know, you're under the influence of this like effect, which is can be uncomfortable or painful or however you want to label it. And then they're not powerful enough to shift themselves out of it. It's really interesting, you know?
Or powerful enough just to be in it, like you say, in the stillness, and allow it to just process
through.
And it's interesting, like you say, the intensity of that concept of detox, and yet the willingness to perpetuate it.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
We hang on to it.
And... I don't know if it's fear or if it's or if it is just an identity thing, or like you say, it adds value to the work that they've done. That we can't seem to let go of this concept or needing to have it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yes, and that's the whole thing that is changing because reorganization can happen very fast, relatively speaking.
Yeah. Right?
So some people are really quick. Like they'll just sleep for a day or a few days or a week, and then it's... they've processed it. Or not, I'm not even going to use the word process. Come into the fullness of the higher level order of frequency resonance they now are. And the thing about reorganization is it can happen very quickly. It doesn't have to be this long, prolonged, very dramatic, very suffering, ensconced, you know, experience. And it also can change. So I think when we say reorganization, I feel like that's a lot better because it leaves a lot of room for what your experience can be. And it doesn't need to be fixed.
Yeah.
And it can be something different. And it can be uncomfortable. And it can also be still. And it can also be really this amazing celebration of what you get to experience in your humanness. And all of those things can happen at the same time.
Oh, I have a great story. From a client of ours that has just come back from the Peru trip. And before she left, she was teaching. I'll not be too specific because, you know, I don't want to give personal information away. But she was teaching and she was being given a certain hourly rate. She goes to Peru and she totally went into the flow and just surrendered from strength, you know, managed herself in the group dynamics. Went with the way the mastermind came together and raised that frequency resonance that we had magic, literally. And when she got back to the same place that she was teaching, to the same people that she was teaching, they offered her three times the hourly rate. She didn't do anything different. She just came back from Peru. And she wrote in, she was like, "You'll never believe what's happened." I'm like, "Yes, I would."
Yeah, exactly.
It was really amazing.
Yeah.
And then she's got another offer to do another, you know, class. And I was like, wow.
That's amazing. Yeah. And the thing is, it's not like she signed up for the Peru retreat wanting a specific outcome. She just did the work. Her frequency resonance jumped and her entire physical reality started to reorganize around her.
Yeah.
So that's the amazing part. And it doesn't have to be hard.
No.
Like, and that's why I want to move away from this word detox into reorganization, because it doesn't have to be hard and it doesn't have to be suffering and it doesn't have to be, you know, this terrible experience. And it also requires a level of personal responsibility to see your stuff so you can chuck the stuff that no longer serves you as you reorganize to a higher vibrational order of presence.
Exactly. And I think that's the key, right? Yeah. Even if it is a little bit hard or feels hard, it will pass.
It'll pass.
As long as you keep doing the work Mm-hmm. It's going to pass.
I agree.
Right?
And for some people, it will be hard because what you need to release can be something that is heavy with you and that you haven't seen for a while and you really want to get rid of this pattern. So for some of us, there are moments, even it doesn't really matter what your frequency resonance is. If it's something old and deep and heavy and you're releasing it, it's not going to feel spectacular. It can feel kind of crappy.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is to be like, okay, it feels crappy in this moment. And I have tools and I can raise my frequency resonance and it will reorganize and I will be mindful of my own resonance as it shifts and changes because I can, because I've gained the internal strength to be able to do it. So even if it's fast and instantaneous or if it's challenging for you, this process of reorganization can be really amazing, not only just in the process, but also in the effect.
Yeah, there's a gift in it, right? Because
absolutely.
You get to see more of yourself.
Absolutely.
And how you are rendering in this reality.
Yeah.
And that, like, I think that's what makes it easier for me.
Yeah.
It's, okay, I'm going to have this. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's probably not going to be that nice. It might feel yucky. But I understand there's a huge gift coming with this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. And for those of you who want to experience greater reorganization, it requires more momentum. So if you'd like more momentum, I highly encourage you to listen to the group frequency calibration meditation associated with this episode so you can gain more momentum and go more with the flow. For those of you who are new, we're about to start the group frequency calibration, or GFC. This is the most important part of this episode because it's where we actually do the frequency work and where change is catalyzed. So I invite you to settle in and get comfortable. You can sit, stand, or lie down, or if you prefer to walk around slowly, you could even do that too. If during the GFC you find that you start falling asleep, even if you didn't feel tired when you started, just let yourself drift off. That just means that the frequencies are really high and it's more efficient for you to be asleep to integrate them. If this happens, it's good to listen to the GFC portion again a few times until you can stay awake for the whole thing. That's how you'll know you've integrated those higher resonating frequencies. Because I'm working on the frequency level, these GFCs are not like regular meditations, and many people find that they go into varying degrees of altered state. Please definitely do not drive while listening to this. Okay, here we go.
Welcome everyone to the group frequency calibration for Detox 2.0, Upleveled Integration. All right. So as I mentioned in the discussion, this introductory GFC is to help you go into more fluidity and more flowiness so that you can reorganize in a way that's more efficient, as opposed to you hanging on to who it is that you thought you were, what it is that you think you want, et cetera, et cetera. And this will allow for and facilitate your reorganization. So let's begin by bringing your attention to your body. And as you become even more aware of your body, becoming aware of your back body from the crown of your head all the way down to the soles of your feet. Noticing all the curves. All the little bumps along the way. All the way down to the backs of your heels. Good. And now, please become aware of your breath. Just noticing it at first, without changing it. Noticing if you have a need to change it, or if you can just watch it and be with it as it is in this moment.
Good. And after a couple of breaths of noticing your breath, allowing your breaths to deepen, to take up more space in the body, to elongate and to slow down. And now if you can imagine your breath expanding and contracting in all directions around you like a balloon. Cultivating spherical awareness, which will allow you to open your intuition to experience more synchronicity and more of the non-linear magic of the universe. Good. And now, please become aware of your surroundings. Noticing the soundscape around you. And if you can, notice the direction and the relative distance of the sounds around you. So, for example, noticing over your left shoulder the hum of the computer, and behind you the barking of neighbors' dogs in the next yard over. And then over your right, further away in the distance, the sound of birds. And now please blink your eyes open, noticing the quality of the light. And as you become aware of the quality of the light, which changes based on where your location is, what time of year it is, the time of day, weather. After a few seconds of just noticing the quality of the light, please triangulate. So for those of you who are new, triangulation simply means to become aware of three inanimate objects in the space around you. What those objects are is not important. What you're doing is becoming aware of the distance between each object and you, and then feeling that distance. So, for example, if the armchair is about 10 feet to you, you would notice that distance. And then you would feel the distance between the armchair and you. And you would do the same thing for objects B and C, so that your sense of where you are in space will become more clear, more present, more focused for you. Good. And whenever you have completed triangulating, bringing your attention to your heart space in the middle of your chest in your nipple line, blinking your eyes closed, bringing a hand or fingers to the spot to help to anchor your attention, being aware of the warmth of skin against skin, the heaviness of hands against this part of the body. And with your hand or fingers here, Let's take a deep breath in, or simply your attention. Okay, so if the hand is distracting, don't use it. Just put your attention there. Let's take a deep breath in together. Inhaling, holding your breath for a count of four at the speed and intensity that works best for you. And then holding your breath out for a count of five. And after you have completed this one long, single, deep breath, breathing normally. And what we're waiting for is for the mastermind to coalesce and become coherent. Now, this is important because when the mastermind does drop into coherence, it becomes much, much more efficient. And in its efficiency, it gains more momentum, which gives each of the participants more momentum to release more of the distortion at a deeper level. So it's an important thing to wait for. Whilst we're doing that, as a note for those of you who are new, I'm working on you at the group and the subgroup level. I sometimes work in silence. That's typically if the frequencies we're working with are very high. And if the mastermind can pace with those frequencies. I do make sound, so you'll hear me yawn, hum, or exhale sharply. And if I say something that really resonates with you, it's likely distortion patterns that you run. And if I say something that you really resist, it's also likely distortion patterns that you run. So I invite you to remain open, curious, and to examine further. Good. So now that the mastermind has coalesced, bringing your attention to your heart space in the center of your chest, in your nipple line, let's go ahead and ask ourselves the following question. How can I become even more aware of my connection only to pure source? And that question again is, how can I become even more aware of my connection only to pure source? And as you ask yourself that question, please imagine, sense, feel, become aware of the space at the center of your body. And as you become aware of this vast space, imagining, sensing, feeling a brilliance from deep within that gets brighter and brighter and starts to expand outwards in all directions through your cells, through your organs, through your bone structure, getting brighter and moving out through the muscles and the flesh and out through the pores of the skin into the space between your physical body and your spirit body, which is a sphere at arm's length all around you. Becoming very aware of the brilliance within the sphere. Yeah. And then becoming aware of the space all around the sphere.
And as you become aware of this infinite space, I am pulling your frequency resonance even higher, or your vibrational level. Same thing, even higher, irrespective of where it began. Good. Nice. Excellent. So bringing your attention now, please, to your heart space, all the way up in a straight line through the center of the body to underneath your chin. So we're going to release the pattern of attachment to what is known, and for some of you, what is comfortable. So those two things overlap often, not always, but often. And with it is also the distortion pattern of expectation. You're used to things being a certain way because you're used to things being a certain way. You expect them to be a certain way. You habituate them to be a certain way. And you're attached to them being a certain way because it is known and therefore certain to you. Even if you desire to change, it's strange how we can often attach to what is known, even if we don't want it. So we're going to release this. It gives our mind certainty that we know what will happen, that we know what is happening. So we're not overwhelmed by chaos. The thing is, unless you release this, you can't really shift into something that's truly different because you're attached to this other way of being. So releasing this. So for some of you, this layer is a single set of layers, okay? And you can release this really easily. And in fact, you're kind of flowy already. For others of you, this is a really deep pattern. And it's really hard for you to get forward momentum because you're very attached to this. And I'm not suggesting which one's better, because neither is, it just is. But to know that for some of you, that this attachment, this fear of the unknown or the resistance to the unknown, the worry, the stress of it, that's really hard for you because this really requires a releasing of control. So for that little subgroup, we'll help you. Well, it's not that small of a subgroup, but we'll help you with some of your control patterns, okay, your fear patterns, and then for everyone else, what I mentioned before. So here we go. This is quite a big knot of patterns here. Here we go. Softening into the space. Now, if you're not sure what softening means, imagine dissolving, melting or dropping in to the space. Right into that heart space. Good. Becoming aware now, please, of the center of your solar plexus, which is between your belly button
and the base of your sternum. Yep. So what we're releasing here now is resistance to things being flowy or not as they have been. Okay, it's a nuance of what we just did. But it's actually different because it's actually resistance to this flow. So we're going to release. Good. There we go. Yep, and for a subgroup here, this has to do with safety. Okay, that being in flow is unsafe. Okay, because it's uncertain. It is definitely true that it is uncertain. It does not mean that it's unsafe, though. And so we're going to release that for the subgroup here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Imagining, sensing, feeling a really beautiful, brilliant blue that starts to expand through this space. There we go. Nice. Okay. So bringing your attention, please, to the front of the throat and the tip of the tailbone. Okay, so we're going to talk about two different subgroups here. So in one subgroup, there is resistance, just in general, to the not yet known. And for some of you, there's another subgroup where it is totally okay with the not yet known. And in fact, there's a chasing of the unknown. So it can be kind of unstable. Okay. So, and kind of scattered and all over the place. And it's like not enough centering into yourself, a lot of scatter. Make sense? So you're okay with flow, but like I said, it's scattered and not focused. And therefore you don't really get anywhere as a result. All right. So releasing this, wherever you are on the spectrum, shifting this. Meaning releasing the resistance to the not yet known for the one group and bringing you more into center for that group that is overly scattered. Okay, just to make that a little bit clearer. There we go. Yeah. Imagining, sensing, feeling a really brilliant yellow starting to expand out through the heart space in all directions around you. Good. Bring your attention now to the xiphoid process, which is right at the base of the sternum.
which is that big, thick bone in the center of your chest where your ribs meet in front of your body, all the way from the base of the sternum, or the solar plexus, straight down towards the belly button by about 3 inches or 7 centimeters. It's clearing out the pain body, because your pain body has a memory of you before the frequency work was done, which makes it harder to integrate into the higher resonating version of yourself. This just takes a couple seconds. Good.
This brings us to the end of this group frequency calibration. I look forward to working with you on the next GFC. If the topic of this GFC resonates with you, it's very likely that more work than can be provided in this one GFC is needed to clear or loosen deeply held distortion patterns in areas that are sticky. Because these patterns are like layers of an onion, usually there are multiple layers to individual topics. Depending on how much of a challenge this topic is for you, it may make sense for you to go deeper than what this one session allows. If you feel this is the case for you, please visit sphericalluminosity.com for more targeted support. If you'd like an opportunity to ask me questions in real time, then subscribe to the Spherical Luminosity YouTube channel and click the reminder bell to be notified when I'm about to go on live. For the latest news about upcoming events and to be notified when sessions with me are released, subscribe to our newsletter. Join us and let's rise together.